Let's stay with housing, because just 60,000 renters have claimed their €750 tax credit so far this year. That's out of a potential 400,000 renters. The figures were released to Sinn Féin's housing spokesman Eoin O'Brien for a report by Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent. Assistant Principal with the Revenue Commissioners Dan Osthuizen is in our Cork studio. Dan, we thought it was worth following up on this because it seems that there are a lot of people who are entitled to a tax credit, and so far this year at any rate, they haven't claimed it. How straightforward is it to get this credit?
Good afternoon, Rachel. I might just say a word or two about the credit, just so your listeners are aware. So first of all, it's available to people who pay rent for their main residence or a property they stay at during the week for work or education, or for your child's student accommodation. So for 2022 and 2023, the credit is worth €500 or €1,000 if you're jointly assessed in a marriage or a civil partnership, and €750 for 2024 and 2025, or €1,500 if you're jointly assessed. And in terms of how straightforward it is, all you have to do is log on to your My Account, revenue.ie, click on My Account or sign up if you're not registered, and follow the steps. You've got two options for claiming the credit. You can either, if you're paying rent in 2024, for example, get it added to your record so that you pay less tax throughout the year in every weekly, fortnightly or monthly payslip. Or like most people, you can wait until the year is over and file a tax return, claim the credit and get a lump sum. But either way, the process is very straightforward to use. It's quick, it's easy and it's free.
And that fact that, you know, you can leave it until the end of the year to apply for this, does that provide a possible solution as to why the uptake figure for this year so far is so low?
That's exactly it, Rachel. So we've determined from an analysis that only about 30% of people who claim the credit actually claim it in year. Most people wait until the year is over. So by the time we get to January and February, when people begin to file their 2024 returns, our expectation is we would see a significant uptake in the credit being claimed.
And yet it's clear, I think, from the figures for 2023 that there were quite a few people last year who could have claimed this money and didn't.
So it's important to recognise that the statistics are a snapshot in time in the first place. Taxpayers also have 4 years from the end of a tax year to claim any credits to which they may be entitled. And what we have noticed from reviewing return filing trends is that there does tend to be a little bit of a lag year on year. So again, up for the next couple of years, we're confident that we would see an increase in that uptake going forward.
Dan, thank you for joining us with that. That was Assistant Principal with Revenue, Dan Osthuizen, who was in our Cork studio this lunch.